I have a friend visiting me from Texas.
我有一个朋友从德州过来，来啊、来看我。
She calls me uncle, so I call her niece.
所以她喊我啊、叔叔或者舅舅啊、我就啊、她是侄女啊。
对呀，
我就喊她是侄女。
And because this person is from Texas, it makes me think of my years in Dallas.
因为她是从德州来，这让我回忆起。我在啊年轻的时候也是在达拉斯那里所度过的年日。
I remember that up to that time, the worst surprise I had was to go out of the dorm at 12 midnight and the temperature said 90 degrees.
那个时候让我一直回忆想到当时让我一直看啊、一直回想到那里使我立刻就想起的就是啊、在半夜里面出去的时候出了我的宿舍门看到那个里的温度是90度。
So if it's 90 at midnight, it could sometimes be 100 during the day.
所以你可以想象，如果在啊、半夜的时候是90度的话，那在白天的时候那就是超过100度。
But the seminary I went to insisted that every day when we go to class, we have to put on a jacket and a tie.
所以我们所在的神学院还是这样的要求，我们去到课堂的时候，我们一定要穿上我们的啊、西装，还有带上领带。
They think that preachers have to wear a tie and a jacket.
他因为知道将来啊、做啊、教导的一定要穿上西装和戴上领带。
But because summer is here today, I don't think I need to wear a jacket.
但是我今天按照今天在这里的教导的话，我倒并不认为一定要穿上这个西装。
I will pass out.
所以我今天我可以啊、把这个先免了。
The topic today is why are we double-minded?
我们今天的主题在这里讲的，为什么我们会心怀二意
？What is double-mindedness？
那照理，我们在这里讲的心怀二意是指的是什么呢
？At least when we think about Christianity, our desire is to follow Christ.
到至少我们在讲到我们做基督徒的时候，我们的是要全心跟随主。
And to obey Him，
我们应当是顺服他的。
But sometimes it's difficult because we want to follow our own way.
但是有的时候你会发现我们很难，因为我们常常会走到我们自己的道路上面。
So basically, being double-minded is you want to serve yourself or you want to serve God.
所以真正讲起来，如果讲心怀二意是，就是说你是要愿意服侍神呢，还是要服侍你自己？
Because the Bible tells us very clearly, God doesn't want us half-hearted.
因为我们、圣经里面是教导我们不希望三心二意的人来。
Because he says if you're not hot or cold, then he's going to spit you out.
因为啊、他讲到如果你啊、不冷也不热的话，我要把你吐出去。
So it's a serious warning.
因为知道这个警告是非常严重的。
But because we're often double-minded, we don't want to think about what God says. You know, be 100%.
因为我们常常我们是心怀二意的，所以我们啊、没有真正按照神说的，要我们百分之百完全的全心全意来服侍他。
So I thought when I wanted to share this message with you is to ask myself, why is it so hard to be 100%?
所以今天我早上想跟你们一起来分享这主题的时候，我也是在问我自己，为什么、这么难，我们要全心全意的、百分之百的来服侍神。
Why can't we just, you know, split up the percentage and maybe 50% for work, you know, 25% for wife, and then 20% for children, and 5% for me. That's pretty good, right?
为什么我们不能把这里面稍微分一分？如果50%是来啊服侍神，或者里面25%工作，还有20%是孩子哦，25%是妻子，20%是啊、孩子，然后5%留给自己啊，50%是工作，好吧、
Everyone make up their own percentage.
所以我们每个人自己可能有自己里面有百分比，哪些地方放了多少百分比在里面。
And I think we're being very generous by saying we want to give 50% to God. Sometimes it's not even that.
所以我们如果真的啊、讲到，如果我们还认为给神50%已经是非常好了。
So how are we going to not keep doing the same thing and disappointing God?
所以我们怎么样才能够啊不再继续做我们这样三心二意的事，能够不让神失望呢
？I want to say that all of us are double-minded.
可以，圣经里面就说到，所有的人都是啊心怀二意。
And today, what people want to know is to see what Christianity has to offer that will improve my life.
所以实际上，现在要看到我们这基督徒是不是能够真正改变我们的生命。
But in postmodern culture, people don't like to think of one thing as absolute.
因为我们可以说在现代的话，人常常 很不愿意看到所谓的绝对的东西。
I actually see a lot of people want to mix religions together. Pick something we like from Christianity, get rid of something we don't like. Pick something else we like from another religion and say that's my religion.
对，现在常常看到的是很有人把这些包括在信仰上面都把它混在一起，从这个信仰从基督徒里面选一个他喜欢的，然后从其他信仰里面选一个他喜欢的，然后放在一起。
Never mind that God says we have to gather and worship together. If I'm tired on Sunday morning, I want to worship in bed. What's wrong with that?
所以有的人就自由，很有自由意志说，如果我不愿意星期天早上来到这里一起来敬拜，我就在床上我也可以敬拜。
Many people are interested in church, but they're not very committed.
所以许多人他们是很愿意来到教会，但是他们没有真正的持定心意。一定要每一天都要来到这里。
So, what is the difference between interest and commitment?
所以在这里讲的到底是你一个是愿意或者很有兴趣来，还有一个是你很
委身
或者说你愿意有定义你一定、
yeah.
一定要。
When you are interested in something, you do it when it's convenient.
你如果只是感到对什么事情有兴趣的话，你只是方便的时候你就会去做。
But when you are committed, it doesn't matter whether it's convenient or not. You will do it.
如果你是承诺的话，你是委身的话，你不管情况或者周围的环境如何，你就是一定要去做的。
People who are in the middle of the road,
我们得看到，如果人是站在行路的当中的时候，或者中间在中间道的时候
，end up getting run over.
因为你看到，如果你是在这个站到路中间的双向道的中间的时候，你最后是被车压倒。
Be on the left or the right. Don't be in the middle.
对，要么你就站到左边去，要么站到右边，不要站到中间。
Christians are often accused of being extremely right on the right.
所以有人常常指责基督徒是极右分子。
But the left has gone further and further to the left.
但是真正讲的话，还有左派的话，实际上是越来越左。
So that means the middle is shifting, right? Because it's going to the left.
如果你讲的左派越来越左的话，那就表示你如果站中间的，中间也在移向左边。
The political middle in America today used to be called the left, but it's no longer the left now. It's the middle.
因为站到温和派或者中间派，但从政治上面来讲，在美国来讲，以前是叫做温和派，那么现在实际上已经是偏向左派。
Because the middle has disappeared in politics and morality.
因为从道德来讲，这个中间站到中间的话已经不存在了。
So that's why homosexual marriage is approved.
所以现在为什么包括人同性恋的婚姻都能够得到通过
？And even more scary, transgender bathrooms.
更是糟糕的是，包括能够改性的人用的厕所方式也要来改变。
So do we say something about that?
对待这些方面，我们的看法是怎么样呢
？Because sometimes if you don't make a decision, you are making a decision.
如果你没有做决定的话，实际上你是做了一个决定。
Few people want to get involved in other people's business.
所以真正讲起来，谁愿意真正能够来关心别人的事情呢
？I remember when friends came to visit us from Hong Kong or Malaysia, they would say, "Where's everybody?" Meaning the neighborhood is so quiet.
正是我有朋友他们从香港或者马来西亚来看我的时候。他们在我家里发现，到底周围有没有人呢？因为我们的周围的邻居好像住的地方那么的安静。
There's nobody on the street.
好像没有人在街上行走。
It is possible to live next to your neighbor for 20 years and not say a word to them.
所以非常有可能你跟邻居一起住了20年，根本就不认识。
Few people really want to get involved.
因为没有人真正愿意关心别人的事情。
So remember that through indecision, a lot of opportunity for good things to happen is lost and gone.
因为如果我们保持这种的姿态的话，因为许许多多的一些这个你不做决定的时候，一些机会就这样子的失去了。
Are we interested as Christians to make a difference in the world?
我们作为基督徒，我们是不是要在这个世界上做光做盐呢
？How many opportunities are we missing every day?
所以我们看看自己是不是我们也失去了许许多多的机会。
On the day you die, can you think that you left the world a little bit better than when you came?
当你要过世的那一天的时候，你是不是觉得你在这世上留下来的东西是不是比你出生以前更好呢
？Wouldn't it be terrible if instead of leaving it a better place, you leave it a worse place than when you came?
像有的时候可能正好相反，当你过世的时候，你可能使得世界上比你在的时候，比你还没有出生的时候更糟。
In 1964, a terrible thing happened in New York.
因为在1964年，一件非常就是悲惨的事情发生。
The murder was witnessed by 38 neighbors, but not one person called the police.
因为一个谋杀案其中有38个人能够。看到这件事情发生，但是没有一个人出来帮助。
She was only 100 feet apart from her apartment.
因为她只有100英尺距离她住的宿舍只有100英尺远。
At 3 a.m. people heard her screaming.
因为在早上3点钟时，有人听见她的呼喊救命声音。
Oh my God, he stabbed me! Please help me! Please help me!
哎呀，她说有人刺了我，有人刺我，请帮助我，请帮助我。
The lights came on in the apartment building.
所以那个房子，那个公寓房里面的灯有打开有亮。
And then one man yelled out, "Hey, leave her alone!"
有一个人从窗口里面就说，叫那个人说，你不要去动她。
Then the attacker ran away.
所以这个袭击他的人呢就跑走了。
Then they turned off the lights and he came back.
然后那个灯光呢也就关掉了，也就又灯光又熄暗了。
Next time
杀的人又回来了。
Next time she screamed, she said, "I'm dying, I'm dying." She was yelling.
所以后边他继续在说，我要死了。
So the lights came on again. The man ran away and left the scene again.
然后那个有些灯光房间里灯光又亮了，所以那个杀人的人又逃走了。
5 minutes later, he came back and he followed her blood trail to the back of the apartment because she was crawling back to the back door.
五分钟以后，这个杀人的人又回来了，跟着这个地下的血迹，一直走到这个房子的背后。
She was raped, robbed, and then finally killed in front of the back entrance.
因为他然后这个谋杀的人就强奸了他，而且又抢夺他的东西，最后把他杀了。
Kitty Genovese was stabbed 17 times.
所以你可以想象，他一共被刺了17刀。
Psychologists call this the bystander effect.
就心理学家说，这个现象就是人看见没有任何的决定动作来帮助，这叫做旁观者的现象。
As the number of bystanders increases, the likelihood of any one bystander helping decreases.
讲的就是说，如果很多人都是的旁观者的话，虽然有那么多人在观看这件事情发生，但是真正能出来帮助的机会就越来越少。
For 90 minutes, 38 people in the building expected someone else to do something.
所以整个事情的过程90分钟，或者有38个人能看见，希望里面只要有一个人出来愿意帮助。
So let me ask you this.
所以让我来问一问。
If there are 10 people, we feel only 10% of the responsibilities.
如果我们有10个人，如果讲到每一个人分摊大概10%的这个责任感。
But if we're the only one there, we have 100% of the responsibility to do something.
如果是只有一个人在那里的话，那就说这一个人他有100%的责任要来帮助。
The point I'm trying to make is we're the only one living inside our body, and we cannot be bystanders in our own life.
所以我今天在这里所要讲的话，真正在我们里面的人的话，只有我们自己，所以我们自己是要完全承担100%的责任。
As a Christian, are you just a bystander in your own life?
包括我们如果讲到我们自己是基督徒的话，我们是不是自己对自己也是一个旁观者呢？
So why do we wait?
所以为什么我们还要再等待呢？
Why are we so double-minded?
为什么我们还心怀二意呢？
Because we say it doesn't concern me. God's not talking about me.
我们常常可能会说，好像神没有跟我讲话，好像跟我没有关系。
He's not going to spit me out.
所以他不会把我吐出去。
He's a loving father.
因为他是爱的神。
In 1 Kings chapter 18, it's a long chapter. We won't read the whole chapter, but it's all about people being double-minded.
我们今天要看的是列王记上的话18章里面讲的是这样的许多这样的人，就是有心怀二意的人。
The people there rejected God's word because they are looking for a sign, a miracle.
因为他们这些人不接受神，因为他们不来拜神，因为他们要想要找借口说要看到神迹发生。
After I spend the next few minutes telling you about the point about being double-minded, I will pick a few verses from this chapter to tell you the process that they went through to show us what we need to do when we are double-minded.
所以在这里讲到，我等会要解释什么是心怀二意的时候，我要从这个第十八章里面选一些圣经的章节来讲这个心怀二意的最后的这个一个过程。
First Kings chapter 18, go home and read.
所以我们如果你回到家也可以继续读这个叫做列王记上十八章。
The conversation between King Ahab and Prophet Elijah started in verse 17.
因为从啊十八章第十七节的时候，是那个啊以利亚和那个王啊叫亚哈王他们的对话从第十七节开始。
And it tells us that Ahab blamed Elijah for the drought in Israel.
因为这个亚哈王他啊把责任推到以利亚的身上，说因为这个三年的干旱是以利亚造成的。
But Elijah tells him it's because you are not single-minded towards God. You are playing around with other idols.
因为以利亚反过来是跟他说，是亚哈王是你自己，因为你没有专心的来服侍神，你是啊心怀二意。
Elijah even said, "You followed your father's footsteps, and you made even more sins happen in Israel."
因为他在这里讲，他说你是继承了你的啊。你的前你的父的脚步，你造了更多的偶像。
So, are we suffering because we're double-minded?
我们是不是也同样受到了这个？我们有里面我们有心怀二意的。
Are we still waiting for some kind of sign from God that we have to change?
我们是不是也在这等待，好像要神给我们显一个神迹，让我们看见他是真神呢
？People have never stopped asking for a sign.
我们知道，我们人常常会在这里。寻求让我们看见神迹。
From Old Testament to New Testament to today, right now,
包括从旧约到新约，以及包括到现在，我们仍然在寻求要看见神迹。
People have very interesting ways of asking for God to give a sign.
我们知道，我们人会非常感兴趣，对神要能显给我们看神迹非常感兴趣。
I heard a story about a drunk who is trying to stay away from alcohol.
我听到一个故事，就讲到一个醉酒的人，他希望能够自己不再醉酒。
So he passed the bar，
所以他经过酒吧的时候
，He knows he shouldn't go in the bar，
因为他知道从心里面知道他不可以进去。
So he prays to God, saying, "God, if you want me to go into the bar, let there be a parking space in front of the bar."
所以他
Then I'll go in。
所以他在这里讲的话，他神啊，你如果要我进到这个酒吧里的话呢，你就给我一个有停车的地方，那我就可以进到酒吧。
But there was no space。
但这个时候没有停车的地方。
But he drove around the block 5 times until there was a space. Then he went in。
然后他一直在这里绕了五圈，最后是找到一个停车的地方，他还是进了。
You want a sign from God? You better be sure it's from God and not from you。
对啊，他想要从神给他一个看见，但是呢，他最后还是按照自己的意思他如果你要神给你看见，你确实应该要看到是神给你的。
People ask for signs, but they're not serious about it.
真正人讲起来要看到神迹，但他们真正对神迹不是那么真正的很认真。
Then when evil things happen, first thing they do, they blame God.
当有灾难发生的时候，他们第一个就是来责怪神。
Here it says in Matthew chapter 16, one day the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test Jesus, demanding that he show them a miraculous sign from heaven to prove his authority.
所以法利赛人和撒都该人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
Over and over again, another example from John chapter 2. But the Jewish leaders demanded, "What are you doing? If God gave you authority to do this, show us a miraculous sign to prove it."
所以犹太人在这里又继续因此犹太人问他说：“你既做这些事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？”
So double-minded means you already know, but you don't want to do it.
这讲到心怀意念的人呢，是知道，实际上你已经知道，但是你不愿意去做。
So you ask for sign, you ask for proof, you ask for all kinds of things.
所以他就要神显神迹给他看，或者其他事情来作为借口。
I will always remember a preacher saying, "If you don't obey God's commandments that you already know, don't ask Him for more revelation. He's not going to tell you."
因为我记得传道人跟我们讲过，说你如果已经知道神的命令，你而不去执行的话，你也不要去再寻求更多的让神来向你启示。
If you don't obey the simple commands, why should you ask for further down the road what to do?
对，如果你已经知道神的命令的话，你不去做的话，你在后面的话，你去要的也没有任何的意义。
Because God, Jesus says, to those who have been given much, much will be expected. He's doing you a favor by not giving you too much, because he'll expect even more from you.
因为神是说的，他是给你那么多，是要你遵守；他不给你那么多，他是实际上是让你能够遵守。
Elijah believed in God's power because God had sent down fire before, and he's going to ask for fire.
因为这个以利亚在这里所做的，他知道，因为他知道神他以前有降火下来，在这里他会寻求神继续降火下来。
Fire blazed forth from the Lord's presence and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When the people saw this, they shouted with joy and fell face down on the ground.
就是在利未记里面是有这样的从啊，将火从天上啊降下来，有火从耶和华面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油，众民一见都欢呼，伏伏在地。
Sometimes the things we ask to see if God shows us, we could not bear it.
但有的时候我们要神啊给我们显神迹的时候，当实际上我们啊真正要看到的时候，我们没法承受。
David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And when David prayed, the Lord answered him by sending fire from heaven to burn up the offering on the altar.
是在啊这个历代之上，大卫在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛，献燔祭和平安祭，求告耶和华，耶和华就应允他，从使火从天降在燔祭坛上。
He had faith that God can do it again.
因为他知道我们的神仍然可以继续做。
Do we believe that God can still do miracles today? Yes, of course.
我们是不是相信神今天仍然能够做神迹？那是啊，毫无疑问。
Jesus said, "Great are those who believe because they've seen, but even greater are those who believe without having seen."
因为耶稣讲到，你们这些看见信的，是的，但是那些没有看见信的就更有福了。
When I feel I'm sinking, my first prayer before I get out of bed is, "Jesus, save me."
所以我啊起床的第一件事，我在这里所思想里面所啊思想的就是主救了我。
Maybe I'm not ready to face today.
但是我可能还没有准备好面对今天。
But for the past whole week, every morning, the first prayer was, "Jesus, save me," and my days have gone so much better.
所以我知
道 for the whole week,
在过去的一些啊星期里面啊，我知道啊，虽然有那么多难处，但是主他救了我啊，也靠着他，我能够面对啊每一天。
When we trust God's word, we won't have to be double-minded. We
can
commit.
当我们真正的相信主的话语的时候，我们就不会再三心二意了。
Some interesting things about Prophet Elijah that you may not know.
我们看到有一些事情关于以利亚的，有可能你们还不知道。
The Prophet Elijah is the Carmelite's venerated saint.
我们知道这个以利亚是他们在加密山派加密山派这个这个天主，他是实际上天主教的一个最早的一个开始，这里面的寺院里面的一个英雄。
They call Carmelites.Because they gathered first on Mount Carmel to remember what Elijah did there.
因为他们为什么叫他们叫做加密山派呢？因为他们是因为以利亚是在加密山在这里所求的神迹显现。
This is the monastery of the Carmelites, and in their compound is a statue of Elijah holding a sword.
所以这就是这个塑像，就是在他们的修道院里面修道士和修女。他们这个里面有一座这个塑像，就看见这个以利亚手上拿着这个剑。
The meaning of the monastery's name, Muraka in Arabic, is place of burning.
因为讲到这个这个地方，它的名字讲的意思是阿拉伯语里面就是讲那个火烧的地方。
Because this is the place fire came down from the sky to burn the sacrifice that was being offered by Elijah on that day.
所以它那个地方就是讲到就是有火从耶和华那里下来。把那个献祭的那个烧尽了，那个地方就是以利亚他在那里所做的事情。
So the name of the place really means place of burning because it happened.
意思那个地方就是名字就讲这个地方就是火烧的地方。
It is actually where it took place on a plateau halfway up Mount Carmel where lots of people can gather a flat place.
所以那个地方真正有火降下来的地方就是在这个去加密山顶的中间地方，那方比较平。可以有许许多多人聚集在那里。
And right below that, the brook Kishon still flows today, and beside it is a huge rock mound called Tel El Kassis, or Priest Mound, the mound where all the priests were slaughtered.
所以在那个下面的话，就是刚才中间，然后往下面去的话，就是圣经里面讲到的基顺河，基顺河也在那里。然后有一个小包，一个包呢。叫做祭祀包，祭祀包也就是那些假的先知被杀的地方。
So even the name of that place is called the Priest Mound to remind us that it happened there, and they still remember it that God is mighty and God is true. 所以这个祭司这个小三胞在那里再次一再的提醒我们，这个里面当时所发生的事情是神的大能所做的事情，就在那里发生。
So this is in 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 40.
所以这个是在历代这个列王记上十八章的第四十节。
Now this is a beautiful depiction of being double-minded. He says, "Then Elijah stood in front of them and said, 'How much longer will you waver, hobbling between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, then follow him.' But the people were completely silent."
所以这个就是最好的一个图画，描写这个心怀二意人的定义。就以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。”众民一言不答。
It really is a stark reminder that God doesn't want double-minded people.
我们知道，我们神他是不喜悦我们心怀二意。
Hobbling, wavering—that's physical. You can't stand properly if you're not standing firm.
所以讲到你是自己不能站稳，脚踏两只船的，还有一个是摇摇摆摆的话，他就是根本不能做出任何的决定。
So if your life, your career, your family, your school, things are not working out, so to speak, it's because a double-minded person is a handicapped person.
因为知道，如果我们看到我们报告我们的生活、我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的学习，如果我们里面会有许许多多的问题在里面，首先一个让我们看到我们是不是心怀二意。
Even the most confident person can lose their confidence at times.
虽然有的人很有信心的人，他有的时候也会有出现这种就心怀二意，没有信心。
Why is that? Because you're not believing in anyone greater than you. You're believing in someone who is just like you yourself.
因为为什么会这种事情发生呢？因为你相信的这位神，你没有相信他是真正的大能的神，你只相信他可能是跟你自己一样的。
So then he may be depending on luck.
所以有的时候你看看，真的想到有可能是依赖我自己的幸运而已。
Before I was a Christian, I sometimes used to like to go to horse races and gamble on the horses.
因为在我成为基督徒之前，我也常常去赛马而且是赌马。
So the one time out of 100 times that I win, I say, I'm great. I know how to pick horses.
所以有的时候
I can tell which one is going to win.
100次大概里面有一次我赢了，我就非常的自豪，就说我知道我非常行，我能够选择哪一匹马是能够得胜的。
But every time I lost, I say it's just bad luck.
所以每一次我是丢了钱的时候，就说哎呀，我的运气不好。
This is what it's like to be double-minded.
这就是也是一个心怀二意的人，也是。
Of course, I can't go to the racetrack and pray God for me to pick the right horse.
因为我知道我确实不能到那个跑马场那边去来祷告神，让神来告诉我应该选哪一匹马。
But when people win, they want to take the credit. When they lose, they blame God.
当我们人常常我们得利处了，得好处了，我们把自己归于功劳归自己。当我们有难处有损失的时候，我们都把这个责任推到神的身上。
But what is the funniest thing about blaming God? Most people who blame God say that God don't even exist, doesn't exist.
所以我们知道哪些人真正要怨神的人埋怨神的人，他们实际上真正都不相信神存在。
When natural disasters, man-made disasters happen, they say, "Where is God?"
所以当这个自然的一些灾难发生的时候，有人常会说，神在哪里呀？
Why didn't he do anything?
他为什么神不做一些事来帮助我们呢？
God is exactly where you want him to be, far, far away, not bothering you.
但真正讲起来是神，你是不要神在靠近你，你需要神远离你不需要神靠近你。
God won't come close to double-minded people.
因为神他是不会接近心怀二意的人。
The one who believes God has authority over every outcome doesn't ask where is God. He says, this is part of God's will. He allowed it to happen. I'll accept it.
如果我们真正相信神和他的主权的话，所有的发生事情我们都是愿意接受。
God is in his heart, our hearts.
因为神他在我们的心里。
And then God gives us the Holy Spirit to help us to face tomorrow single-mindedly.
所以神他也赐给我们圣灵帮助我们，在我们里面帮助我们，让我们能够一心一意的来跟随神。
From the beginning of this week, when I started praying, Jesus, save me, I don't want to get out of bed. I want to learn more and more to be more focused and single-minded.
所以我从这个礼拜的一开始，我就在向神祷告，神帮助我。如果没有寻找你的旨意，让我就不起床。
When I ask Jesus to save me, He will save me.
我在求神求耶稣来救我的时候，他就。
I'm not talking about salvation. We already have that.
我不是讲的是救恩，因为我们已经有了神的救恩。 I'm talking about sinking into depression or hopelessness.
我讲的是要他来救我脱离我的忧郁和压抑。
But God saves each one of us in such miraculous, creative, different ways.
我们知道神造我们每个人都是按照他的形象来造。
God still performs miracles when He chooses to.
神他仍然要神迹在他选的合适的时候。
When you think of the time that the disciples were on the lake and the storms were raging and Jesus calmed the storm, and then another time when Peter jumped in and the storm was raging, he didn't calm the storm, he pulled them out. Jesus will use different ways to get us out of trouble.
所以你看到讲到里面讲暴风雨的时候那个船在摇包括耶稣要那个海能够风能够静包括彼得走到海上的时候他就下沉耶稣把他拉起来这些都是神他在用他的做事的方法来带领我们
Believe in the word of God
我们要真正的相信神的话
He doesn't have to send fire today but it's the same God
但是他今天不一定要把火降下从天上降下来但他仍然是那位神
Why do we keep God at arm's length because we can't make up our minds to fully commit
我们为什么要在这里试探神我们难道不能做我们自己的决定吗
After Elijah's prayer, the fire of God came down and consumed the sacrifice, the altar, the stones, the water, everything.
所以在这里以利亚在这里做他重新修建了神的坛然后有柴火包括还有水放在一起让这个火来降下来。
We should not wait until such a moment to turn our lives over to God.
我们不应该像那些人一样的等到这个时候我们才来回转回到神的面前
Just now you saw in Leviticus and other passages here it says in 1 Kings today's chapter when the people saw it they fell down on the ground and cried out the Lord he is God yes the Lord is God
就像你们在同样的在利未记里面也可以读到这样的一句话这里是在列王记上众民看见了就俯伏在地说耶和华是神耶和华是神他们看见火从天上降下来把那个湿的柴火含有水的柴火和线的燔祭都烧尽了
If you use the Hebrew it would say Yahweh is Elohim
因为你看到希伯来书他讲的亚伟就是讲的耶和华亚伟他是神
But the beautiful thing is when you say Yahweh is Elohim that is Elijah's name
如果你真正要看的话这个讲的耶和华是神你把它放在一起的时候就是以利亚的名字
because his name is Yah is El which means God is Lord
所以那个 El 的意思就是神神就是神主是神
Yeah So his name the message all ties together
所以他的名和他的要释放的信息完全都在一起
Elijah took aside he says I'm not going to worship Baal I'm going to worship our God
所以以利亚很清楚在这里讲的是我不会去服侍巴利我是要来敬拜耶和华神
Elijah wasn't double-minded
以利亚他是一个定义的人他不是心怀二意的人
But forgive yourself sometimes when you are double-minded because Elijah was also double-minded
但是你也可以真是让自己有的时候也会有心怀二意的时候你也可以求神怜悯因为以利亚他确实有的时候也是会有这个心意不定的时候
because after all those Baal's prophets were slaughtered he says I'm all alone save me he got scared
因为当这些所有的这些拜这些巴利的这些假先知被杀掉之后以利亚这时候还在向神后来因为知道他要被杀的时候他也在跟神说我现在只有一个人留在这里了求神能帮助我
All of a sudden he got scared and weak
那时候他突然的也是感觉到害怕很软弱
That's the difference between being double-minded being neutral or being single-minded
这个也是就是讲到的是如果是还是战中呢还是说我们去定义一个心意
The word neutral in English comes from these two words Ni for not and Uter for either so it's neither it's not left not right it's in the middle
它指的是你选择在中间站中的话就表示也 不偏左也不偏右
So you know that in many places in life neutrality is a good thing it's a virtue
它有的时候常常讲呢如果是不站边 常常是一个美德，有的时候常常是一个美德。
But in the area of faith, neutrality is not a virtue.
但是啊，如果讲到我们在信我们的主耶稣的时候，这个不是一个美德。如果你是战争的话，不是一个美德。
Who is this nice-looking guy?
这个漂亮的英俊的男子是谁呢
？Luciano Pavarotti.
这个是巴瓦罗蒂。
Before he became double the size.
因为在他这是他年轻的时候，在他成名之前。
He said, when I was a boy, my father, who was a baker, introduced me to the world of music.
他说当我还是在孩子的时候，我父亲他是一个银行家，他就把我引荐到音乐界。
He urged me to work very hard to develop my voice.
因为他真是鼓励我，激励我，要我能够把我的声音能够变得更好。
Arrigo Pola, a professional tenor in my hometown, took me as a pupil, Pavarotti said.
So, 有他。那个他们的有一个声乐的教室高音哈，老师把这个帕瓦罗蒂带回家里去训练。
But Pavarotti also attended a teacher's college.
同时他帕瓦罗蒂他也去师范学院去读书。
When he graduated, he asked his father, "Shall I be a teacher or a singer?"
当他毕业的时候，他就问他父亲，他说：“我到底是要将来是做老师呢，或是做一个歌唱家
？”Luciano。My father replied, "If you try to sit on two chairs, you will fall between them."
所以他说我爸爸就跟我讲了，他说帕瓦罗蒂啊，你如果是坐在两个座位的椅子的中间的话，你一定会摔下去的。
The more heavy you are, the more you hurt.
如果人身体很重的话，你可能摔下去摔得更重。
For life, you must choose one chair.
他说你作为一生的话，你只能选择一个。
So he chose one. It took him 7 years of study and frustration before he made his first professional appearance.
所以他做了决定，他选择了花了7年的时间来苦苦的学习在他的成名之前。
Then he single-mindedly trained himself for another 7 years before he got to the Metropolitan Opera for the first time.
所以然后他又花了7年专心在里面训练和操练，然后他就真正的在歌剧院里面成功第一次上演
commitment
这是他的一个尾声
can't be an opera teacher and a school teacher at the same time
所以如果也当时我没法想象他如果他也要做一个老师的话那个时候是会怎么样
when you have to make a choice and you don't make it you've already made a choice
所以如果当你要需要真正做一个决定时如果你不做这个决定的时候实际上你已经做了一个决定
So as I said to you before, I'll go over a few verses. Elijah prayed earnestly that it might not rain. So for 3.5 years, Israel did not repent and there was no rain.
所以我就想把一些圣经章节跟您在这里很快的分享一下，就是说，以利亚他在神的面前迫切的祷告的时候，要求不下雨的时候，就3年不下雨。
At times, God gets our attention through nature to show us that He is supernatural. Supernatural.
所以神他是向人显现的时候，他是让人看见他是超自然的能力。
Elijah in verse 21 wants us to know there is no middle ground.
所以在21节，这个以利亚告诉大家，没有一个中间地带。
Don't be like him.
不要像这个乌龟一样的在这个马路的中间。
Herod liked listening to John the Baptist.
所以我们这个希律他很
he liked John the Baptist.
他很喜欢。这个施洗约翰
But he also wanted to make his wife happy.
但他也不愿意让他的太太不高兴。
He's a double-minded man.
所以他是个心怀二意，最后杀了那个约翰。
Wife was more important than obeying God.
所以他的太太跟约翰比起来，他的太太更重要。
In verse 30, Elijah repaired the broken altar.
所以讲30节的时候，以利亚在那里修建祭坛。
Altars represent prayer and fellowship with God. Altars is what we sacrifice to God.
因为这个祭坛是表示我们在这里祷告和献上就是神献上燔祭。
Maybe my altar is broken。
我们可以看看，有可能我们的祷告的这个祭坛是不是也是在破碎
？Maybe your altar is broken and needs repairing。
所以我们你的或者我们的这个祷告的祭坛如果是破碎的话，我们需要修复，重新的修复。
First thing Elijah did in verse 30, he repaired the altar to renew that connection with God.
所以以利亚他做的第一件事情是修复这个祭坛，然后建立起跟神的关系。
I think when I wake up and say, "Jesus, save me and help me face the day," I am renewing my relationship with the Lord.
我也知道，当我早上一早醒来，第一句就是要神来帮助我的时候，也就是让我和神的关系
In verse 31, the 12 stones represent the unity of the tribes under God as one nation. There were 12 stones that he used.
所以他以利亚, 31节, 他也, 选了12块石头, 放在这个祭坛, 周围, 表示整个, 以色列人全体, 一体, 联合的,
and then in verse 36, Elijah mentions the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to remind them that they are God's people. We are God's people.
所以讲到36节的时候, 以利亚, 他在这里祷告的时候, 他是说, 亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 以色列的神, 耶和华, 求你今日使人知道你是以色列的神。
Perhaps we can all stop being double-minded if we remember that we belong to God.
所以我们也是, 从我们自己, 我们再不再心怀二意, 让我们知道我们是属于神的。
If you look at verses 31 to 33, Elijah methodically arranged the wood and the sacrifice, meaning that even though God is king and sovereign, we still have responsibility to do our part. We have to arrange our life.
所以讲到31节到33节就讲到, 以利亚怎么在修复这个坛, 包括把那个柴火和, 要献祭的, 都放在上面做的时候, 让我们看到, 我们人, 有我们人要做的部分。
Verse 40, sin was removed from the camp because all the false prophets were killed.
因为讲到, 第40节的时候, 因为讲罪从这个, 以色列人当中被除掉了, 因为这些假先知被杀了。
And the place I told you about, Morocco, it's there right now today.
所以我们刚才, 提到的这个地方叫做, 摩拉克的这个地方, 它就是, 在这个地图上面所显现的地方。
God's punishment for being double-minded.
所以摩拉克意思就是火烧的地方。 所以神, 是要惩罚这些, 心怀二意的人。
Exactly the place they remember and know, it is where the fire came down in history.
所以这个地点就确确实实当时这个火从天上降下来的地方。
And then the very end.
下面我们, 来到这个最后。
Elijah sends his servant to look for the cloud. He sends him 7 times. The 7th time he says, a little cloud as small as a man's hand. And Elijah knew that God has given him rain again.
这个之后,然后, 把这些, 假先知杀掉之后, 以利亚, 他, 让他的, 仆人, 去看, 去山上看的海边, 有没有云彩, 有没有, 雨过来, 这个地一共7次。 第七次的时候，他的仆人跟他说，有一个像拳头这么大的一个云彩过来升起来，以利亚知道神听他祷告，雨就要来。
Are we double-minded today about our commitment to God?
我们是不是今天还要仍然这样心怀二意呢，在神的面前？
End with this thing about a farmer hiring a man to work for him.
所以我想, 结束的时候，用这样的一个例子来讲到一个农夫，一个农庄主。
He hired a man to work for him, this farmer.
这个农庄主他, 雇了一个人来帮助他做农活。
He told him his first task would be to paint the barn and it should take him about 3 days.
所以他第一个, 给他的任务是, 要来油漆一下他的那个, 储藏, 这些, 稻草啊, 这些, 那个收获的地方,
Only to paint the
仓库,
yeah.
只是来油漆一下, 大概要需要3天。
But the hired man finished the work in 1 day, he painted the barn.
但是这个, 被雇的人, 他只用1天时间就把这个油漆的事情做完了。
Then the farmer told him to chop a big pile of wood and that should take about 4 days.
然后这个, 农庄主又请他做, 把那个木头都劈成, 柴火, 一片片大概需要, 他说这个一大堆的话需要大概4天的时间。
And the hired man finished it in 1.5 days.
所以这个, 被雇的这个人, 他只用了1天半时间, 他就做完了, 把所有的, 木头都劈成柴火。
The farmer was amazed.
这个农庄主非常的高兴。
So he says, now I want you to sort this large pile of potatoes.
所以他下面他说, 我还要再请你做一个事, 就是有一大堆的那个土豆在一起。
Potatoes that we can use to plant for next year.
你要把这个, 土豆从这土豆堆里面分出来一部分是明年我们可以继续种的。
Potatoes used for feeding the pigs.
然后还有一部分呢,要把它分出来呢, 是, 喂猪的。
And potatoes that are good enough to sell at the market.
还有一部分呢, 最后一部分呢, 分出来呢, 是可以到市场上面去卖的。
The farmer said it's a simple job, it shouldn't take you too long.
所以这个, 农庄主说, 这个工作应该很简单, 不会, 花你太多的时间。
A whole day later, the farmer comes back, he's still looking at the potatoes.
一天, 到晚, 到晚上了, 这个, 这个农庄主回来看, 诶, 这个人怎么还, 还继续在分这个, 分这个堆, 分堆。
The farmer said, what's wrong?
然后那个农场主说到底怎么回事呀？
And the man says, I can work hard, but I can't make decisions.
但是这个人说，他说我可以啊，干出苦力干得很好，但是我没法做决定，到底哪一个好不好。
Some of us have jobs where we get paid only to make decisions all day. We don't care what happens to other people. We just make decisions.
所以有的时候常常就是想，我们真的要我们做的是要做出你的决定来，把你的决定做出来。
Can you make a decision today to be single-minded?
所以你们能不能啊、也是一样，能够今天就啊、成为一个啊、不再啊、心怀二意的人。
I want us to do that.
我是很想要啊、这样做。
It's wonderful.
太好了。
Are you willing to choose to follow and obey like the song we sang? I didn't even know we were going to sing that. Trust and obey.
所以我们愿不愿意，就像我们刚才啊、开始的时候唱的这个歌，我们信靠和顺服。
Are we going to choose to follow Jesus?
我们愿不愿意啊、定义我们要跟随主呢？
Please pay attention to the words of the hymn that we will sing after this message.
所以我们也请大家特别注意到我们等会儿要唱的这个回应的诗里面的一些词。
God will do His part, especially when we are not double-minded.
当神会要使用我们做他的工作，如果我们是一心一意的跟随他的话。
What pleases you, God? That's what you should ask.
所以我们要常常问神，我们怎么样能够使你的心意得到满足呢？
In this situation, what do you want me to do?
像这种情况下，神，你要我做什么呢？
In my situation, what He told me was, I want you to trust in me and call on my son's name. And I did that.
所以、对我的、来讲，他就说他要我就是呼喊、主耶稣，就神的儿子的名。他说我就是这样做。
When I told Tricia that's what I've been doing the whole week, she was so happy. It's a good boy.
所以我这、一个礼拜过来、在帮助那个翠霞的话，翠霞也是说啊，就是非常好，太好了，
怪孩子，怪孩子，
乖孩子。翠霞说，说他是个乖孩子，
不是古怪哦。
OK， 乖的，很乖的。
God waits for us to make that choice，
因为神会帮助我们啊，求神帮助我们能够做出这样的正确的决定。
Can today be the day that we cease being double-minded? Are you willing？
所以能不能今天我们不再成为心怀二意的人了
？There is no greater decision facing us。
我们知道我们、有一个比这个更大的、做这样的决定、没有任何的决定比这个再大的。
And there is no better discovery than to know that God can and will change us.
我们知道，让我们真的知道神他是能够改变我们的。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you Lord for your message.
主啊，我们感谢你的信息。
Thank you for reminding me of the power of Jesus' name.
我们真是谢谢你再次提醒我们我们主耶稣的名是大有能力的名。
But not if we are sinful，
因为、如果我们仍然在罪中的时候。
Not if we are unrighteous，
如果我们还是在不义的当中的时候。
Just saying Jesus' name is not going to help，
如果我们在这种光景下我们来呼求神的名是没有任何用处。
As we need to know the meaning of your name Lord，
我们让我们真正明白你名的意义。
The name of our Savior，
因为你的名是
我们救主。 The name of God，
你这个名就是神的名。
You can change us，
因为你能够改变我们。
You can give us strength，
你会给我们力量。
For big things and little things，
不管是大的事情还是小的事情。
Thank you Lord，
谢谢主。
In Jesus name we pray，
我们祷告呢奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen，
Amen。